podcast, Social Blend. I'm so excited to have a great friend on the show today, Shayna J.
What's good, guys? It's Shayna J, and I'm excited to be here.
I'm so excited for you to be here. We have been talking on back and forth about this for a few months.
Yes, and we couldn't get our shit together ever.
And you're finally here. I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about your YouTube channel.
Yes.
And you do makeup, you do natural hair, all that good stuff. And Shayna also brought Lay's potato chips that we're going to try. And I'm so excited because she said they're like, what did you say they were?
It's like sour cream and onion chips, but on crack. We'll talk about it. I don't know how to feel just yet.
Yeah, so let's first talk about your YouTube channel. Now, tell people and explain what exactly your channel is and
So my channel is beauty, natural hair, and lifestyle. That's what I have on my intro, but I kind of am just winging it right now still and trying to find my exact groove of what I want to cater to because I just like so many things that it's even hard for me to just narrow it down to hair, makeup, and lifestyle. So I'm still trying to figure it out, but I mostly showcase different natural hair products. I have a few makeup videos, but I'm moving away from that. And I'm going to start doing vlogs pretty soon. So that should be exciting.
That's awesome. That's actually, when I was doing this podcast, I didn't know what, like, was I just going to talk about celebrities or what was I going to talk about?
Yeah,
I want to do like mental health. I want to do this. So that's why I came up with the name Social Blend because it's just a blend.
Because it's a little bit more broad. Yeah. Because like nobody's everything. Holding you to one thing.
Yeah. No
that's
one's
the
like,
problem.
But I thought it was like this because I haven't talked about shit about mental health. So like,
we'll
but,
get there.
Yeah. But no one's like, you know, oh, this show's fucking mental blends. Like, you know,
mental blends.
So now it's more of so now no one could say shit to me. It's just like,
Oh, I also do wig reviews. So I've reviewed, I think, like 5 wigs. So once I get some more, I'm going to start doing those again. But that's an expensive habit. I don't know how these people that aren't sponsored are out here reviewing wigs all the time. Like, where are you? What job do you have?
I know. And also congrats on 1,000 subscribers.
Thank you.
That is not easy to get. So
it's been over, it's been a year and a half now.
Yeah.
I think I started, my first video that I posted was Valentine's Day of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been like sporadic from then to now with the posting. And I still am. I can't really like get into a flow of posting all the time because I'm just busy. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, like you don't have a set.
Yeah,
like,
I don't have a set. Like I won't tell my followers, oh, I'm posting on this day because just the last 3 months I haven't posted anything until 2 weeks ago when I posted a video.
Yeah.
So it just depends on how I'm feeling and how much time I actually have.
But honestly, that's good because this is every Thursday and we just talked about the bullshit I have to do.
Like, exactly, yeah.
Should I just say it? It's Monday, guys.
Yeah. It's a struggle out here,
It's Monday and I'm out here doing this.
Look,
but
we're doing what we need to do,
yeah, but sometimes I'll be like, guess what? No podcast this week. Or I'll be like, Friday is the new podcast. Like, if it's something like that. But no, I totally get it. So if you feel like you can't do that, don't.
Yeah.
Because
not just
they'll
yet,
still
anyway.
Follow. Yeah.
I feel like once a few more months pass and maybe I get my own place and I'm in a different setting and I have like
situated.
Some more inspiration, it'll be different. But right now, I get home from work. I work in hospitality as well, so that's exhausting dealing with people every day.
And you never know.
And you never know what's going to happen. You never know what your hours are going to be. I have different days off every week, so it's like almost impossible for me to say, oh, I'm going to post on this day. I definitely am going to have a video on this. And since I haven't picked a specific thing that I want to cater to on my channel, I can't just say, oh, we're going to talk about this, because it's a podcast is also difficult because you still have to find things to talk about. But with the video, you can't even be lazy and look ugly and just sit there and talk. Like,
that's
you have to
why,
sit here, get ready, make sure the lighting is right, make sure your makeup doesn't look crazy with the ring light on your face. Like, oh, my lipstick smudged and I didn't know, and now I have to redo. It's just exhausting, honestly. So.
Yeah, when I did, because I did, like, I have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I haven't used it in a while, but I did used to do the show In Bed with George.
Yeah, oh
and
my
I
God,
would,
I remember that. Yes.
And I would have people come to my house on my bed.
Yes.
But, like, after a while, I was like, it's fucking nasty because you guys are like coming in your
in
jeans
your
and I don't like that, and I'm
like outside clothes.
Yeah, I know. So I like first I stopped it, but second, like, it just got to be too much because it was like it had to be perfect, it had to be right, the angles had to be good, and I had to have a guest on the show.
Exactly.
So it was like I always was like scrambling sometimes, but
a yeah. great concept.
It's
but
a
like,
great concept,
not
but it's
for everyday life.
Crazy.
Like, if it was
yeah.
your job, then okay. okay. If you had like more people that you could bring
if
on,
if I'm
then
making
okay.
dough
but
and checks are
saying.
Coming in my pocket,
right?
I don't care. I'll do it.
But
yeah.
it's only enjoyable for
that's
so long
I love
when
this.
You're struggling.
Yeah.
Like when you struggle to
yes.
do it. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So
yeah. yeah, like one time I was like in my underwear doing this, and it was like fine because I'm like. Who's
and
gonna
they're getting
know?
The same content.
Yeah,
which
they're
is
getting
so
the
good.
Same thing.
Yeah.
yeah. So now, what made you say like, I want to do this? Like, I want to start a channel, because I always love to like hear like what made you do it. I love it.
So, I pretty much just wanted people to. I don't know if this sounds crazy. Not crazy, but I kind of just wanted people to care what I have to say because mm-hmm. I always you've known me for how many years, like. Eight or nine years. You know that I always have a lot to say about
yeah.
whatever it is. And I just like when people listen to what I have to say. That's pretty much it. And I I liked makeup, but I kind of knew my channel wasn't going to end up being
always
about makeup.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was just trying to get more into my hair and see mm-hmm. what different things I can do with my hair. And I was like, well, if I'm going to sit here and experiment doing all this stuff, I might as well show it to other people or things yeah. that I do every day, like my curly to straight routine. Like, mm-hmm. that's something easy that I have to do anyway, so I might as well video myself doing it.
Yeah.
And I just saw, like, the success that people have gotten and, like, ending up getting paid for doing YouTube and stuff like that. And I'm like... I'm kind of moving away from that dream now because
yeah.
I see what you have to do to actually do that. And I don't know if this is my passion enough to spend that much time on it, but that was part of the motivation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what kind of put the idea in my head. And then I just started watching videos about how to start a channel. And then
that's awesome.
It happened.
Yeah. Yeah. With my podcast too, it was like my family would tell me like, okay, shut the fuck up because
yeah.
I don't care what you have to say. And I'm like, you know what? I'm
somebody
starting
cares.
A podcast
right.
because as long as 3 or 4 people watch, I'm good.
Right.
Like, so
my mom would always be like, awesome. Oh, you should do some videos or why don't you take more pictures or whatever. My mom's like my biggest fan ever. Mm. So she was kind of the one that told me to do it too. And then Gabe actually got me my camera for Christmas.
Mm.
So, and it, like, that's something
that's
that
nice.
Part of the reason from what was holding me back is I didn't want to spend money on the camera.
Exactly.
So then he got
that's
it for me
expense.
And then I just got the lens and the ring light and that was it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
yeah. Now was there like inspirations, like were you watching videos of like different YouTubers and being like, oh my god, I want to do that?
Yeah, so I would always watch YouTube and I would find mm-hmm. different interesting things to watch, but surprisingly enough, even though I'm on YouTube every single day, I actually took the cable box out of my room, so I don't like watch TV like that. I'm mostly just on YouTube or Netflix.
Yeah,
as much as I'm on YouTube, I don't really watch channels that are similar to mine.
Okay.
I end up watching Unsolved Mysteries and Conspiracy
yes,
Theories.
Yes, I love those. No, and podcasts,
yeah.
too. They
and,
have
and podcasts,
Unsolved,
too. That's what I'm saying.
They
so.
Have amazing mystery things,
yeah.
and I love it. And I'll play... Like, one time I picked up Steph from a party,
mm-hmm.
and I had the Unsolved Mystery, and she's
yeah.
like, turn this off, I'm scared, this is
But
weird.
It's so interesting, though.
It's so
though.
Interesting.
And
I love it.
I watched some... new girl. What is her name? Bailey Arian, I think. And she does makeup and mm-hmm. murder. So she talks about like an unsolved mystery or a murder mystery or solved murder or whatever. And then she does her makeup while she's telling
As
the story.
She's doing makeup.
So by the time she's done with the story, her whole makeup is done. So now you
oh, that's
figured
awesome.
Out what product she's using, did mm-hmm. a makeup look and listened to the unsolved mystery, which I think is awesome. So like
yeah.
concepts like that are great, but for as much content as they put out, I don't think I would ever survive
yeah,
trying to
I
do
know,
that.
I'm trying to do that. Yeah.
I know, yeah.
I wanted to do like, Steph and I were thinking of doing it. We just like sit down and we eat every... Like, every episode we put out
mm-hmm.
and just talk. And we're like, that's a good idea, but I'm not
yeah.
trying to, like, gain 20 pounds. Also.
Even if you just snack. Like, people, like,
yeah.
mukbangs.
Yeah, mukbang. Yeah, that's
bangs,
what she was
whatever,
saying.
Whatever, like,
called.
Are a popular thing now. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just like, the part of YouTube that I struggle with the most is, if anybody who knows me knows that all I do is eat and snack and
yeah.
enjoy food and try different
mm-hmm.
foods, but the setup of trying to film it where it's appealing to watch me
exactly,
do that.
Exactly, because I like to go
I,
crazy
it's
when
so,
it comes
that's
to
that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to look crazy on
yeah.
camera, and I also don't want to set up my whole tripod and ring light in a restaurant.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But I want to talk about food, so that's
yeah.
why I'm having a hard time picking what topics to talk about, because the things that I love
I
are
know.
Not easy to film.
Yeah, exactly,
so.
Not yet. I agree. Now, let's talk about favorite makeup brands.
So,
what's your to-go?
Or
go-to, whatever.
Right now, I'm using Dermablend, which is actually by L'Oreal, which I didn't even know because I'm not used to L'Oreal being very inclusive for brown or dark brown skin tones.
Mm.
But I was at work, and they had a... It was some church event, some Christian church event, and it was mostly Black women. So in the goodie bags that they were giving away, they had foundation, different foundations for different people. Okay. And somebody left there. So when I was cleaning up, I looked inside the bag and I was like, oh, this is a brand new foundation, not even open. So let me try it. And it was called Dermablend, which I had never heard of. So it, the one that I'm using is the cover cream, and it's in the color golden brown. So that's really good. And it's if anybody has dark spots or hyperpigmentation like I have, it's going away now. But if you have it really bad, like, it's pretty full coverage for not a lot of product, so it doesn't look cakey, which I enjoy. And then I also use the Bare Minerals foundation stick in the color Chestnut 09. Somebody at Ulta in North Brunswick actually color matched me with this because I asked her for something that was full coverage but good for the summer, and that's pretty lightweight if you're looking for something for now when it's still hot out, or if you're going on vacation or anything where you're going to be sweating. And it also gives you that dewy look, because I, the last one that I was going to talk about is Fenty, and my foundation color is 385, and I love Fenty, but when you put it on with nothing else and just by itself, it's pretty dry, and it also oxidizes, and I don't find that that happens with the
Bare Minerals. What's that, oxidize?
Oxidize just means that when you put it on, it matches you perfectly, and then once it soaks in and you wear it a little bit, it gets darker.
Oh, okay, okay.
So you have to get a color lighter than your actual color, but then if you're getting ready to take a picture, as soon as you put it on, you're going to look crazy because it hasn't oxidized yet.
Oh, okay.
But if it matches when you put it on, it's going to end up getting darker over time.
Okay, so either way, either plan. Either way.
Yeah, so plan either way.
Now, also, did you hear about Gaga's new line of makeup?
I actually didn't. I haven't really been. I've been trying to wear less makeup because I'm trying to clear my skin up.
Yeah.
No, so I haven't been keeping up with it. Yeah. But...
Well, I told Stephanie, like, because she used to put on a lot of makeup, and I'm just like,
it's not even the wave anymore. It's not even the wave anymore.
Your face is so natural, and like, you don't have to.
And
you know what I'm saying?
Those,
like,
those pores might be good to you now, but they're going to start getting clogged
That's
up.
What I'm saying. And that's what my mom was saying. She's like, you better stop now, because I've never worn, like, makeup like that. Like,
and that's why your mom looks
so young. I would wear, like,
young.
Eyeliner and, like, eyeshadow, stuff like that. But she's like, I never wore makeup like that. So.
Yeah. I don't think, like, my mom looks really good, too. And she wasn't wearing a lot of makeup when she was younger. So
I'm telling
you,
that's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah, not wearing a lot of makeup all the time if you don't have to. And skincare routine, both super important.
Yeah. Now, what do you like more to film? I know you said you want to get away and do more vlogs, but if you had to choose, is it like more of the hair or more of like the makeup that you enjoy more?
Definitely hair, only because I like makeup and I like how makeup looks on me, but compared to what makeup has become at this point, where everybody's basically an MUA, like which is a makeup artist, everybody can classify themselves as an MUA because everyone is so great at makeup and crazy eyeshadows and cut creases and fake lashes. I can't even put damn fake eyelashes on myself.
Yeah.
So how am I going to sit here and tell other people what to do on
my
channel?
How to, like,
you know
do
what
it.
I mean?
Yeah.
Because I like when people compliment how my makeup looks in the video, but don't try to have me show you how I did it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think there's just too many people out there that are way better at makeup than me that could be giving people better advice. So I kind of stick to hair because I've lived with this hair my entire life.
Yeah.
So I definitely know what I'm talking about when it comes to my specific hair texture and what I do for my hair. But makeup I just got into in the last few years, and I'm not 100% the greatest at it. So
yeah, that's awesome, though. I love it. And also, Instagram and Twitter is the same, right?
Yes, my Instagram and my Twitter. I'm not big on Twitter right now, but I am growing my Instagram, and they're both at It's Shayna J, ItsShaynaJay.
And also, YouTube is just Shayna J.
Yes, it's Shayna, my first name, Shaina, space Jay.
Okay, next we're going to talk about topics and gossip and stuff going on. Now, when I told you were coming, I literally had no topics. And
I was like, oh, I'll look for some. Yes. We can definitely find some. And then 3-4 days passed by and I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm like, Shayna, there is literally nothing to talk about. I'm like finding anything I could get. But today I like remembered a few things and some stuff like did happen. Mm-hmm. I did say, like, remember the Ethiopia thing?
Yeah.
I don't see it anymore, like, online.
Wait, let's talk about that for a second. So not specifically the Ethiopia planting trees.
Yeah.
Like, that's great, but great things like that, we are so oversaturated with intaking so much information every second of every day all the time that you can only care about something for so long before the next information is
the
being
next
forced
thing. I know,
you know what I mean?
So I was
that's,
looking,
I'm not surprised that nobody's talking about it because who has time?
Exactly. And like, I was looking for it and I can't even find links for it anymore. I'm like, are
honestly,
you kidding me? This
was
is
it
a
even
big...
real? Did it even happen? I need to see it for myself. You know why? Because I watched The Great Hack on Netflix.
Yeah.
And that had me bugging a little bit about...
What is it? The Great Hack?
The Great Hack. Yeah, it's about Facebook and basically how we're just force-fed information to make us believe whatever the people who are in charge of putting out the information want us to believe, whether it's true or not. And even things that you think are true or things that you feel like, oh, well, someone took that with a video on their phone. There's no way that it could have been made up. Yeah. If you watched American Horror Story Cult, which is like about the 2016 election and all that stuff. So you know what? I keep calling him Tate because he'll just always be Tate to me. But I don't know what – I forget what his name is in that season. Kai. Okay, his name is Kai. So Kai – I don't know if anyone has watched this. Spoiler alert. Sorry. But – so it's about how people were just gaslighting other people, like – of color to do crazy things so they can video them and make them seem like the enemy, which is literally what happens in real life. And the Great Hack is like the real version of how it really happens to us through Facebook. American Horror Story just did it in like a more entertaining way. One episode, Kai like pees in a condom and throws it at this group of Mexican guys that are just minding their business.
And then he records.
And then he records them beating him up. And then he literally runs for office because people felt bad for him getting beat up by
Evan Peters.
Evan Peters. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, that
that's
I watched
what I'm saying.
That.
Like, who even knows?
I know. I know. And now I see, like, nothing about it. So I was like, what the fuck is going on? But anyway, it was like Ethiopia planted like 120,000 trees, whatever it was. So, like, I had that, but then I couldn't find anything about it. But I do have some stuff, like Rihanna news. Mm-hmm. So people, like, are you on Twitter? And then all of a sudden, like, you see, like, where is Rihanna? Blah, blah, blah.
Well,
like, everyone's
she
like,
has, like, five different sources of income. Yeah, she does not have time to make music.
She doesn't
leave her
need
alone
to make music anymore.
She has
like,
her clothing line, the lingerie, she has her makeup which
perfume.
Makeup alone could have taken up all of her time. She has perfume,
yeah, that's true.
She does appearances.
She's
around,
so much,
she still posts.
Yeah,
but
she's still, but people want music.
People
but
are mad needy.
Like, I know these people, like, so they just put out an album and then they're like, where's the next album? I'm like, they just fucking came out with it. It takes 5 years. But she is coming soon with new music. Radio host was like talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that. So I said, let me throw this shit there. All right, next we have Katy Perry's lawsuit. Now, I talked about this last podcast.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, what happened was that this guy had a song and the bottom key of the song sound, you know the part like dun 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 dun, yeah, that part sounded like his song, which it kind of did, but it kind of didn't. But anyway, the judge sided with him, and now she was forced to pay $500,000, which I don't think is all what she made. She made more than that,
that's
but
nothing.
I don't. Anyway, he's walking away with $3 million, and I still don't think that's enough because like it sold so it. I think it sold 15 million copies.
Something crazy. Wait, where did I? Okay, so I have the Shade Room open right here, just in case we find any other interesting topics.
I love getting on them.
But I think I saw something about it. Remember, I said I watched the video where someone mentioned it on here. I don't see it now because they post like 70 things a day. But yeah, that's literally nothing. And I hope she's not complaining about it. I honestly,
she was laughing in court about it, that like he thought it was similar to hers. But when you listen to it, it's kind of like, this shit sounds like it.
It goes both ways. I think I'm being biased saying like she better pay him his money only because I don't like her attitude. I don't really like her just based off of, I've never really been into her music, one. I don't think it's that great. Yeah. And then I watch some of the videos on Facebook of her on American Idol. And I'm like, you're just petty. Like, you're just bitter.
She can't sing and she's over here judging these other people.
But the thing is, she's not even judging them for the singing. She's judging them because if Blake Shelton, like, is being nice to a girl who happens to be cute, then she's sitting there with a stank-ass face and has something to say about her singing. But if it's some little girl who tells her story about how she's underprivileged and, like, she's not that cute, then she's like, oh, honey, like, of course we're gonna send you to Hollywood. But if it's somebody who's cute and bubbly, she'll be like, oh, like, you're very energetic. Like, just her attitude.
Because she is a female artist in the music world.
Okay.
She's probably shook. She's scared. She doesn't want.
All right, well, sit over there and be shook, but fix your face, though. Like, nobody needs that. All right,
I found the song. So this is just, I mean, everyone knows what Dark Horse sounds like. So I'm just going to play this part.
You know what it is.
Okay.
Oh, wait, he's a rapper?
He's a Christian rapper.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, but okay, I'm no, I'm not laughing about the Christian rapper part. No, I'm just laughing because I'm sure other people have used that beat. It just hasn't gotten as big as her song.
Well, that's what they said. They said it's a very common beat.
Yeah.
But the judge sided with him. So, I don't know. I mean, listen, they could afford it.
She can afford it, yeah, so I'm not worried about it. But let
she
him
has
get
like
his,
300 mils.
Let
so.
Him collect his little coin or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, this was in 2011. So let him, I say let him just take his money.
I mean, honestly, the way the struggle is out here, I'm hoping somebody copies something from me so I can get my 3 million. Like,
someone please make a podcast called Social Blend. Rem or, or something. I don't know. Do something so I could see you and make some dough. I don't know. All right. Next, we have Megan Thee Stallion. Now, she has a new song coming. I know, right?
I love her. How is she allowed to look like that?
Ryan got her into me, and she's like, did you ever hear this girl? And I said, no, I thought she meant someone else, some, like, English rapper.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I've heard. And then she's like, no, this. I'm like, no, I've never heard of her. And I listened to her. I was like, okay, this shit hits.
That is the energy of the summer. Like, not even hot girls summer. Like, oh, hot girls are up by 100 points. Like, no, like, just her energy, her demeanor,
she's
everything.
Amazing.
Her body is natural. Mm-hmm. She's not, like, giving into these society standards of, like, you know what I mean? Oh, my God, I just love her.
Well, I feel like we love it because, like, these are real people.
Yes. And
like, that
relatable.
Was how Cardi B was. Like, now Cardi is kind of, like... Like she's,
but I followed her when she had like 3,000 followers and was a stripper.
Me and Ryan would watch her videos.
It was me and Tiffany. Yeah. And we would always send her videos to each other, cracking up. Just her talking crazy in the strip club. And we were like, who is this girl?
Yeah,
and then it was crazy.
And then she went to Love
and
Hip Hop.
I didn't even see her on there. I went from the jump of like she had no followers to now she's on TV. And I'm like, is that the stripper girl from Instagram?
I always was like, in love with her crack. Ryan sent me a video one time and I was rolling.
She reminds me of you.
I know,
you're that
very
extra.
Yeah, very like extra, very over the top. And that's why, like, you know, typical New Yorker. But I feel like that's what we love. We just like, we love the real people. But so she actually is going to have a song featuring Nicki Minaj, possibly. This is like allegedly, possibly, with her new song, Hot Girl Summer, that's coming out.
Yeah,
so
it was supposed to be dropped already, and then she like postponed it.
I think she postponed it a week, and then she said like, "You'll see why." But now people are thinking that this is why, because she's gonna do this,
or just for more anticipation for publicity. Because like, didn't Nicki do that too with what's it called? What's the song called? Megatron.
Oh yeah, Megatron.
And then it was trash. So I was upset.
It was okay, but like
it wasn't
half of the
trash,
song is good.
Like,
but then once you get to the other part, I'm like, time to change.
I feel like
she
needs to. I feel like Nicki needs to start like a upcoming female rapper show and be a judge or a mentor.
Yeah,
and like
I think
not
she would be
do
good
music anymore.
I know. Well, no. You know what it is? It's like your time comes and your time goes.
And it goes. And her time went. And
that's,
I mean,
it.
2010 when we were freshmen in high school, like
we were bopping and flopping we were going crazy.
Oh,
we loved it.
Yes.
But that's it. Like, the time comes and your music changes and the times
people's
change.
People's taste
so.
Changes. Yeah. And
All right. I wanted to do a quick thing with, like, shows. We have Orange County. The Real Housewives of Orange County. That's coming back. It's going to be on every Tuesday. Mm-hmm. The first episode just came out this past Tuesday. Also, Orange is the New Black, the final season.
Which they should have made the second season, the final season, honestly.
I was going to write If Anybody Cares, but...
Wait, so the trailer, I watched the trailer for it, and honestly, I'm sure that the trailer is better than the whole season.
Yeah, no, because last season, I was like, I'm over it, I'm done. Yeah. Like, it was stupid. So, I mean, yeah, they should have ended it way sooner than they are, but also we have The Hills. It's like the reboot that's on MTV also, and we have Jersey Shore Family Vacation,
which I know you're hype about.
I love it. Have you watched it?
No, I have. I don't even watch TV
oh
anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
barely sometimes.
You're like barely,
but
it's like really good because like now they're all like older and now they're like done with the pity stuff.
Yeah.
So it's all fun.
Wait, is the situation still in jail?
He's supposed to be getting out the 15th of August.
Oh damn, how long has he been
8 months
in there? Oh, he's all right.
But
for some reason, I thought it was longer.
He's going to probably be looking all nice and abs again because, like,
what else
you're
you
not
have to
eating
do in
cheeseburgers
jail?
In jail. Like, So,
oh my God.
All right. And the last thing that we have is my segment called Bop or Flop. And hold on 1 second, because we have so much time. One time I did so much that, like, the show ended and we still had stuff to do. And I was like, okay. Okay, so the first song is Senorita with Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Oh, God, I already hate it.
Okay, so to me, their voices are annoying in this song, so it's a flop for me.
Yeah, it's a definite flop. I'm not into this, like, Z100 type music and have it for a long time. I feel like it's childish and unappealing.
But
and
maybe you like this song. Okay, Boyfriend by Ariana Grande. So I think it's a bop.
I'll give it a bop. That feature saved her. I don't really like her her voice either, and mm-hmm. I've never really been into her. But the features save her.
Yeah.
And she does have 2 or 3 songs that I will bop.
They're
to.
Like bobs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, this is the last song. I already love it. It's a bop.
Okay.
So. Now take your left hand and put it on your side. Gonna roll your shoulders.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Wait. The videos, though. Okay, this is a bop. I don't care what anybody says.
I love it.
I do not like.
And I don't even like country.
I don't like country music, but the videos on Facebook of people dancing to it is what made me like it. And it's just, it's good energy. I don't like country music that's like, I married my car.
Yeah.
And she left me like my wife.
I hate those songs. That's why I'm always like, no. And then, like, I heard it. I'm like, this is a bop.
It's basically like the country equivalent of, like, Jersey Club, I feel.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
It's a dance that everybody can get into and, like, make videos of. And it just has good vibes. So it's a bop. It's a bop.
I agree. All right. That was great. We had a few more, but, like, I'm running out of time. So I want to thank you so much for coming on to my show.
Thank you for having me.
And again, you could follow her on Instagram at it's Shayna J, ITSHAINA, and then JAY. And also subscribe to her channel, Shayna J.
Yes.
Anything else?
thank you.
The chips!
Oh my God, wait, the chips! Hold on, we're not done.
All right, we're ending the show with eating fried pickles with ranch chips.
It's the Lay's that just came out and I had to get them, so
I want a crunch.
ASMR.
Oh, these are good.
It's like a little bit pickly. It's kind of like the dill Lay's, but with sour cream and onion flavor.
I love it. All right, thank you everyone so much for tuning in this week, and I will see you next Thursday.
Bye guys.
Bye.